guess of it right off the bat. How are we doing? Grace here. That's how we
test things, right?
Yeah. Hello, everyone. Apologies for the hiccups there. We're trying to do a little test here. I'm a little mini update pod because we want to let everyone know what's going on for those that missed out. Gray, thank you for joining me, mate. I appreciate it. This is still the Extreme Gaming Podcast, as everyone knows. Thank you for the lovely comments in chat. Those that don't know, beforehand, Nick is still part of our community. What a sellout. Oh my God, Gray's background is the right way around. Oh, he is obsessed with that shelf. He is so anal about
it. I know, it has to be right, man.
Tell me, was the Little Extreme PC UK lady intro bit, was she duplicating? Did you hear it once or twice? Like
me?
Yeah.
I didn't hear anything twice.
Oh, good. I heard it twice, man. That's fine. That's a win then.
That could be because you're monitoring, maybe. Or,
yeah,
I don't know.
Could be. It was echoed. Thanks, Shell. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't hear that. I basically, as soon as you started the intro music, I cut off my audio on the stream and just unmuted my mic.
Cool. Yeah. The guys can hear her twice, so that's fine. That's something to work on. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, I was a little bit nervous about trying to get this all working because Nick done many things. So yeah, Nick is definitely 110% still part of our community. You still see him out there posting and chatting and stuff. It's just for those that don't know, he was a little bit busy with life, family, other hobbies and interests. Work as well is a big thing. And you naturally fall out of love with things a little bit when you've got other priorities, and I get that. And he actually wants to get back to gaming a bit now, Nick. So ironically enough, he'll probably, and he has been playing games more recently than he ever did before. So we'll take that as a win. But everyone knows here, that's Gray. I'm Trev, for those that are new. So we just wanted to pop on, do a little quick test, see what's what, and give you a little quick kind of update on what's going on. Gray, what's your thoughts and words then? Anything you want to add? Are you going to burn down the Discord? That kind of stuff.
No, but not too much has changed with the Discord. But Trev and I been talking a lot because it was a lot of work for one person, and Nick was doing it pretty much all by himself. The nice thing about being able to you know, take on the Discord and the other things we're doing here is that now we have Trev and I, so we can split up the duties, which actually makes it easier. But there'll be little things here and there that you'll see some changes. Nothing radical, just stuff that we're trying to tweak or maybe improve on a little bit. And thanks to Nick out there, if you're listening, Nick, he really ran us through a little Nick tutorial. So we could kind of, like, you know, hit the ground running a little bit and then make any adjustments from there. Yeah. And if you could have seen the outtakes to this earlier, Trev and I are on here. Let's try this. Wait a minute.
Yeah, I broke it. No, I'm upside down now.
And so all of it just kind of came to, and we go, yeah, we got it. Let's go.
So
and there we go.
Just to stress that not much changes. Like, to be fair, the reason Gray and I wanted to, like when Nick said, you want to kind of take over a bit more and I'll take a back seat, is because we still love the community. We love all you guys out there. We love the people that tune in on a regular basis. We love the people that can only tune in from time to time. And we want to keep that going. We didn't want to let the community die, nor did we want the podcast to just be given to some random. I don't think Nick would have done that anyway. We wanted to make sure that there's still some element of Extreme Gaming Podcast here, and that is Nick and myself, and hopefully we'll have other people on. Hans could jump on from time to time. Irish Garden, Matt sometimes can jump on from time to time. Shell likes popping on. With or without the camera, you're always welcome, Shell, you know that. And you can come on with or without the camera, whatever suits you. We're not fussed. But not a lot is going to change, to be fair. We're in the Discord, we're chatting a lot. We're trying to get community evenings going, and we've got one for, is it June, middle of June? I want to say the 14th of June, Gray, for a social night.
I believe so. I'll double check.
He's going to double check, yeah. And we've got quite a lot of people interested in that. trying to make it a friendly time as well. I think I made it 8 p.m. UK time. And they always just
actually it's 7 p.m. UK time.
Oh, good. Yeah, that was my thinking.
Friday the 14th. Yep.
Yeah, but we can always make it later as well, because I'm trying to think of the people in the States that they don't want to be drinking in the afternoon. Not that you have to drink. It's not about.
Yeah. We want to point that out. If you're not drinking, you're not drinking.
That's fine. I mean, that's fine. Yeah. Just join us and we'll play some. And Shell, credit to Shell, she suggested, Gray, that, you know, like is it the Jackbox party games that we could probably do one evening and that, mm-hmm. and we're looking into getting that done. Whether that's part of the social or it's another night, I don't know. Because it would be nice to play games, but I used to play those games a lot during the COVID times, and I generally love those games. They're hilarious, Shell. I've played them with my work colleagues when we try to do something socially during the pandemic, and they're absolutely hilarious. I've been in tears playing those games. Cards games.
We still have a shout as well. We still have Tower Unite too. That is
right. Yes. I just remember Nick dancing as a xenomorph in the middle of a dance floor.
And I think they've gone through a couple of updates since we last messed with it. So there's probably more stuff going on now.
There probably is, actually.
Check it out.
Yeah, you're probably right, actually. It's worth a revisit for sure. I probably need to download that again. And then we're also looking to maybe have a couple of other things going on as well, like maybe bring back the Red Dwarf night for an evening that would suit people. Gray and I are massive fans of Red Dwarf, and what's an hour or less an hour out of our week to watch something that's brilliant? So lots
we
of stuff coming.
Besides series, we could even do a movie. We just might not do the whole movie in one shot. We could do some movie and just split it across two nights or something.
Well, you could do that, couldn't you?
A few things we could do.
You could do that, Gray. Because we're Discord streaming it, aren't we? And Discord mm-hmm. streaming it, I don't know if there's a copyright thing there. I don't think there is.
Yeah, not in Discord. We've never had an issue before. We played a lot of Red Dwarf before.
That's true, actually. So, yeah, listen, if anyone's got ideas of what's what, let us know. Let's see, we just mainly wanted to do this as a quick kind of 20-minute type pod thing just to test everything's working, and it almost properly all worked. Credits are still a bit bust, but and then the audio podcast should go out after this as well. We're going to upload that as well. So for those that get it, what she's saying there, you can also do Amazon Prime. Oh yeah, that's true. So how does that work, Shell? That must just like push all in one kind of like Prime room or something, and then one person hits play and it just plays to all those people in that watch party at the same time, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I think so. And I think one person will have the control to stop or pause or whatever.
But if you're watching it on, if you're streaming it on Discord, right? If you're streaming it on Discord, then everyone can watch it and hear it at the same time. If we're doing a watch party, then we're all watching our own individual stream thing, aren't we, and talking in chat. I'm just thinking out loud. I might be wrong.
No, I think I think basically one person controls playing it. Everybody else can then see it and hear it. It's just that they can't pause it or anything. Only one person can. That's as far as I understand it.
Right. Watch party, the streamer controls it. Right, yeah, that makes sense. Cool. That could be a shout for sure, Shell. There's limited. Sometimes there's good stuff on Prime, and oftentimes there's not. And they've got adverts as well, which pisses me off.
Like Reacher. We could play an episode of Reacher. Oh, that's so good.
He loves Reacher. He loves. But then
it's
to be
a great show.
But then something like that should maybe be for Grey's Green Room. Just saying.
Yeah. Just saying. It's a fair game for anything, right?
That goes without saying as well. While we're still Extreme Gaming Podcast, Grey's got his Grey's Green Room that he talks about entertainment as well. And there's a room in the Discord for those that don't know. And there's also one for, I do the Trekway Star Trek stuff as well. That's a pretty good YouTube channel at the moment. So they're all in their Discord. So if you're not in a Discord, please go to our Discord. And actually, I find the best thing to do, Gray, I didn't tell you this, I only found it recently. Mm-hmm. Unless you're a Billy Big Balls Discord server, in terms of you've been partnered and all that, you can't get a fixed Discord link. So anytime I've included that in the Trekway and you've included that in Grey's Green Room, people that have clicked on that from the description on YouTube have been taken to a dead end because it changes. You have to be paying for the top level, which sucks. It is really, really shitty. So the best thing to do is just search for Extreme Gaming Podcasts on the interwebs, and you'll find it that way. Great. I think it's time to probably kind of start wrapping up. It's about 20 minutes. Nice little test. Anything
you 2 hours yourself? Go by already?
I know. It's, that 20 minutes feels like 5 minutes, really. We are going live as usual on Thursday, but it's a little bit sooner at 8 o'clock instead of 9 GMT, just to suit our European people a little bit. And it's easier for Hans to get on from time to time. Mago from Hell, our friend and colleague. So, that's all for me, Mr. Gray.
Yep.
All for you.
All for me, too. We'll see you on Thursday.
Yep. And if I don't speak to you then, have a good one, and I'll see you. And thanks again, Shell. See you later. Bye, guys.
Bye.